the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. You panicking over the rocket ship, just like you were over the Astros? Bet you're not doing that anymore. And it's draft week. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master, the well-dressed bleeping master today. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. A lot to get to. Let's get it going. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and some stuff. A little bit of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got matching hats.
Yeah, well, that wasn't intentional.
Oh, it was for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I basically have a rotation of about four hats that I'm wearing right now. I didn't want to wear my Maple Leafs hat because it's 0-2 and they're going to lose tonight. So I kind of figured I wouldn't wear that one. And so I just wore this one today. I wore my Astros hat.
Okay.
Kind of goes with the shirt. See, I'm trying to match a little bit.
And I'm super excited that while we're on the air during our show, AD in here is in here installing some sort of contraption. I don't know what it looks like, a tent with light bulbs in it.
Now, but if I'm not mistaken, I think this is to lessen the effect of the lights that you were bitching about.
Okay.
That's what it looks like to me.
But those lights are still going to be pointed right at my face, right?
But they'll be lessened.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know how this whole thing works. Everybody said, oh, well, this is why we're doing it. It's just going to make it worse. Everybody
man,
knows that.
Can I just say something? I'm looking at us on the live stream that this chair is hideous behind us.
I hate that chair.
It's little stuff, but this chair has got to go. I don't know whose chair that is.
It keeps ending up at my spot.
It is like this hideous blue thing.
And it's very uncomfortable.
Does not fit with the ensemble around here.
No.
Just say. So, how was your weekend?
It was long, but it was all right.
Yeah.
It was a baseball weekend, so I was on the field. And my little kid had a game on Saturday, and then the big kid had two on Saturday and two more yesterday. So it was a long weekend. But they won another tournament.
They're doing pretty well.
Yeah. It's like four out of the last five tournaments they've won. And my kid was so crappy on Saturday, like to the point where he got benched in the middle of the second game because he was arguing balls and strikes. And
that's a little frustration, right?
It was a little frustration. And But neither game, he didn't get a hit either game. He had an error in the field. It was a disastrous day. But then yesterday he went 5-for-6 and like he got the last three outs in the championship game, and it was a big turnaround for him. So he went from being very low and in the dumps to very high, much like the Houston Astros.
Yeah, I remember last week. Boy, they're not hitting.
Yeah.
They're not hitting.
See all these people who wrote those Don't Panic on the Astros articles?
Yeah, all 12 of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were all right. We shouldn't have panicked.
Some of us didn't panic.
I didn't panic. They're going to be fine. And by the way, nothing will get you right like playing the White Sox.
True. True.
I think if you're an American League team, it's the White Sox. If you're a National League team, it's the Reds.
Yeah.
Those are the teams that you're looking for. When they pop up, it's like, okay.
10 runs coming.
Now we're
to
in
one.
The game.
10 to 1, 9 to 1. Yeah.
Now we're playing some ball.
Now plus they tend to feast on the Mariners, too. So
yeah.
That was a nice back-to-back for them. So Carlos Correa started hitting, and then everybody else follows along. And that's the thing about these guys. They're so good. They've got essentially three guys who can carry a team for a week. And Correa, Altuve, and Springer. And if any one of them gets going, you're going to win a bunch of games because all you need is a little bit from the other guys. And you get more than one going at once, it tends to get ugly.
Yep.
And the pitching's still really good. So, yeah, they're I think they're doing fine.
They're going to be all right.
What about your Rockets? Are they going to be all right?
Yeah. I mean, I expected them to lose a game.
Yeah, and I mean, that was one where that was such a big deal for Minnesota to get their first home game in 12 years. Yeah. The place was rocking. So,
and honestly, I don't feel like I'd be completely shocked and flabbergasted if they lost another one.
Yeah, I don't think they will. I think they'll cruise tonight, and then I think they take care of business from there. But they, you know, that I know the panic is easy to say. Oh, they could be down 2-1. They're not. Yeah, it's a Golden State loss yesterday. It's not like everybody's going to go through. Yeah. So I had a very quiet weekend for me, actually. Saturday, a friend of mine had a party, and he had some of that Wagyu Japanese beef that he made brisket out of.
Mm-hmm.
It was fan-freaking-tastic.
Oh, nice.
It may have been the best brisket I've had in forever.
Wow.
It was so good, I figured you had a baseball game, and I almost texted you and said, dude, you need to get over here and get some of this. But yeah, nice and calm. Watched a bunch of movies and got caught up on some TV and, you know, watched some sports. Watched your Rockets, you know, for better part of three quarters, and then decided, okay, time to go to bed.
Yeah. Are you kidding me, AD?
What the hell?
You've got to be kidding me.
What the hell is... what? Okay. Well, now he's like putting some screen on this. Is this where I'm going to be able to look at myself? Is that what's going to happen? Because I really don't want to see myself.
Yeah, AD's in here with his phone not on silent.
Yeah, that's okay.
Doot, 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 doot. He's in here getting text messages from his side hose while he's trying to do some work.
Yeah, well, no, he doesn't have his side hose phone with him. He keeps that in the other room. So this is his main phone.
Side hose phone's always on silent.
Yeah. Oh, well, at least whatever he's doing looks good there. Kind of. Oh, I don't know what it is. 713-780-ESPN is your number. But I wanted to mention, I watched the first Westworld last night, and I'm not giving any spoilers away because there's no spoilers to give away. It was awful.
Oh, was it bad?
It was so bad. And I'm just going to go on record as saying I'm going to give it one more episode. But last night's was just dumb. And they're going back to the same dual timeline crap that they did last year. Why is it that people have to do movies and our TV shows now where, oh, don't worry, it'll all make sense in the last episode?
I don't like that.
No, I don't either. Who's got time for all
that?
Yeah,
I don't like when I'm watching a show and I'm just confused until the very end. And then even then, sometimes I'm still a little bit confused. I don't like that.
Is that what happened last year? Because I ejected like episode 7 or 8.
Yeah, it all made sense at the end, which is great, but... the reality is, this time it looks like they're going to do the same thing, and it's just, man, I am not going to invest 2 months of my life watching shows that bad. So I'm going to give it one more, and I'm curious anybody else who watched it if they thought the same thing. But I read a review that said, oh, it moved so fast. It's like, no, it didn't. It dragged. And HBO's doing this a little bit now where they'll have like these 30-second shots of somebody's face, and they did that during The Leftovers. They did it last year on Westworld. They did it on that... Reese Witherspoon show, and it's like, stop, I don't need to see somebody's face for 30 seconds. You're wasting valuable time where you could be telling a story.
Yeah.
So I feel like I wasted an hour of my life last night.
So, well, that's good to know. Maybe I'll just skip on it.
Eric said I fell asleep during Westworld. I'm with you. One more and I'm out. I had not been drinking. Usually if I'm drinking, I might pass out during a show. Nothing to drink.
No.
All day Sunday. And you know what? I started dozing at the end. That's how bad it was.
Well, that's not a good endorsement. So what are you going to do? Are you going to quit in the show?
I'm giving it one more.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens after that.
I haven't started it yet, so I'm in.
I've kind of
gotten to where I want to, but I liked last year's better than you, and what's the other? I liked The Leftovers better.
Yeah,
than
and
you.
I thought both of them were average at best.
Okay,
and I think. The way Westworld ended was really cool, but it took so long to get there, you know? It's like masturbating for 3 hours before anything happens.
Oh, yes.
And yeah, that's kind of – but this one, it dragged. It was slow. It was boring. It was, you know, so much of the same stuff where you're confused over the timeline, and I'm kind of like, really? Am I going to invest another entire season in this? So
– and probably not.
I'm going to say it gets one more. I'll give it one more chance. Just like the Rockets. I'm going to give the Rockets one more chance.
Yeah. If they lose tonight, you're out.
If they lose tonight, I'm not out. I've got to watch them all. Nah, but I do think the Rockets will bounce back tonight. I think it was just one of those things where you know, the Timberwolves got everything they needed to get out of the game, and they hit a bunch of threes, which, when does that ever happen? The Rockets are going to have a game here pretty soon where they shoot close to 50% and hit 33% from three, and it'll be a 20-point blowout. And then I think it may happen tonight. We shall see. But then tomorrow, maybe talking about, uh-oh, do we have a series now? So, A32 asked, anybody still watch The Walking Dead? Stopped after season four. I quit on it halfway through season four, and then I know you guys were still on it.
He's talking about me and my wife. We're still on it because my wife watches it. My wife, she loves that show. But even this season, she was like, I just don't know anymore, which is good news. That means that if she may be willing to pull the plug, which I'm just not invested in anybody anymore. I don't care what happens to any of them.
And it's funny because every time I think about maybe I'll watch this one just to see if I want to get back into it. Then I hear from all you guys how terrible it is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, never mind.
It's not that good.
NASCAR Johnny said, I love Westworld last year, but last night was terrible. I told my wife if next week is like this, I'm out. I'm with you, man. You know, I don't have a lot of hours left in my life.
Yeah.
I'm not going to waste them on shows that are boring the living crap out of me.
And that's the thing for me, like, especially because I've only seen one season of Westworld.
Right.
And if that's all I ever see of it again, I mean, it's not going to, like, bug me.
I'd have been okay with it if it had ended there.
So if this is garbage, I won't feel bad checking out of it. The problem is with shows that are good for, like, 4 years and then turn to trash, like The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, and I'm pretty sure this is where my wife's at with it. We've invested so much time into it, you've got to know what happens, even if it sucks getting there.
That's how I felt about Mad Men. I got too deep into it.
Yep.
You know what this is? This is getting too deep in a poker hand that you know you should have folded.
You know you should have dropped
it. And you just keep getting just enough to think, I got to stay with it. I got to stay with it. I got to get to the river. I got to find out what happens.
I'll give you unpopular opinion here. Last season's Game of Thrones sucked. If there if I wasn't guaranteed that there was just one season left, this would be a make or break season for me, I think. I'd have to be like, okay, you guys got to get this right. But then again, it might be just like The Walking Dead. I'd be stuck.
Well.
But I know this is the end. The difference is
you're stuck because you stayed too many years with The Walking Dead. I at least got out in season four. Game of Thrones, you'd kind of be stuck now because you're seven in.
You got to know.
Yeah. You got to know what happens. At least we know that there's 1 year left and hopefully it won't be as bad as last year, but I kind of have a feeling it might, and that would be a very unsatisfactory ending.
You know what? God bless shows like Banshee. God bless shows like Justified, who knew, okay, we're going to get out of here while it's good. We're not gonna waste your time turning our great show into crap.
Justified might be the only one that went like 8 seasons and did that at the right time.
It's so difficult.
Yeah. All right, quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Bill Advisor, and we've been talking about him for a while. And if you've got a cell phone or cable or dish or whatever, internet, electricity, insurance, you're probably paying too much. You started off getting a great price on those services, but the bill always finds a way to go up. You really need to get with Bill Advisor. They work directly with your providers, and they're going to reduce your monthly rates. You don't have to lower your service. You don't have to give up data or speed. You just have to lower your bill. It's simple. Week in and week out, Bill Advisor saving hundreds of our listeners over $800 a year. Many are saving over thousands a year. They've been running the $150 challenge, which guarantees $150 in savings or your money back. They are now so confident in that they've doubled the guarantee from $150 to $300. That's right. If they don't save you at least $300, you get every penny back. That's real money in your pocket. There's still no setup fee. The service is still just $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000. Start the savings now. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal Bill Advisor is going to gift your information, start working for you. One more time, text the word GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com, click Start Saving.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Monday. Hope everybody's having a great one. Hope everybody has set themselves up to stay up late enough to watch the Rockets tonight. That's always the hard part on a Monday, right? You know, you work all day. Tough. You probably were drinking all weekend, and then I got to stay up and watch the Rockets tonight. So hopefully everybody's in a good spot for that.
Well, everyone's been waiting with bated breath, Fred.
Like what bait? Like shrimp, maybe dead shrimp?
No, mackerel.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mackerel breath is not a good thing.
How did your 5K go?
It didn't go as well as I'd hoped. I actually,
damn it.
Well,
over 33?
I last week I way overdid it in the gym because I was really confident going in, and I got about 2 miles in and I'm going at a pace where I'm around 34, 35 is where I'm going to finish. Like, all right, I'll pick it up the last mile and I'll be fine. And I went to do that and my legs just said, nope, you don't have it today. And I felt like, you ever see Run Fat Boy Run?
No.
Well, when he's staggering home the last 15 miles of the marathon, that's what I looked like. It was brutal. And then, but what was weird is, you know, I felt like I hadn't done anything when I finished. And so I think I just overworked my legs last week and wasn't, you know, didn't have anything left because I'm an old man. Wow. And then yesterday I went on a bike ride and about 15 miles in, same thing. So I could barely walk this morning. I finally went and sat in the whirlpool over at the gym and just did arms and chest today. And then, so I feel better now, but you know, I'm overconfident, man. That's the problem. I felt so good too before the race. I'm like, I'm going to kill it today.
You were ready.
I'm going to grab it by the haunches, but no, didn't work out. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So can I make fun of something a little bit?
Yes.
Remember when the schedule came out last week with the Texans? And yeah, I did a little fun thing for Sports Map, predicting every game, right? I made it very clear it was tongue-in-cheek. Well, guess who did it and it wasn't tongue-in-cheek? They were dead serious.
610.
ESPN.
Oh, okay.
And obviously, this is why they came up with they asked all their writers to do the team schedule. That's why when they added them all up, it didn't add up, which, you know, that's kind of a bad editing thing. Somebody should probably re-examine their life over that. But, Sarah Barshop went through and predicted 11-5.
Yeah. What was your phony prediction again?
9-7, of course.
Man, 11-5. There's just so much confidence going on.
To me, that's the absolute ceiling. If everybody's healthy
and everything goes right,
that's the ceiling. To me, the floor, well, I don't know who the backup quarterback is right now, but I would say the floor is 5.
If they
have a meltdown like last year and everybody's hurt and Deshaun's hurt.
Well, if Deshaun gets hurt, why would the floor be any higher than it was this year?
Well, that's the thing. I'm hoping that he'll at least get a few games in. That's the thing. You got to hope he plays at least the first 4 or 5, and they win 2 or 3. But, yeah,
How many did he play last year? 6?
6. Well, I played in 7. He started 6.
Okay.
Because he came in at halftime of the first game, remember, because he wasn't ready to play against the Jaguars.
That's right.
Yeah, that's because Tom Savage was so much better.
So you basically got 10 games without him, and
you won one. You won one without him. So
yeah, I don't see why the floor can easily. You could easily say the floor is 3 or 4.
Yeah, I think. I don't think it'll be 3 or 4. I think they'll be better than that. But yeah, that's. I'm also counting on him being healthy.
That's the thing.
And at 5 o'clock, there's already win totals out. I want to go through some of them with you.
Okay.
But, I could see that happening. But, I mean, I don't know how you could go out and predict 11-5 right now.
I don't either. I mean, especially
Do it with a straight face, I might add.
Fred, would it shock you if they lost 3 of the first 4? At New England, at the Titans, and at the Colts are all in the first 4 games.
It wouldn't shock me.
The home game against the Giants is the 4th game.
It depends. You know, it depends on whether Andrew Luck's playing. And even if he's not, they've lost to that team without him.
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett.
I mean, and Brissett. They love Brissett so much they won't trade him.
Right.
Which, I think that game with the Colts is, and the Colts are an interesting number. We'll talk about that at 5 o'clock. But it wouldn't shock me. It also wouldn't shock me if they go 3-1. To start
okay, that's fair.
If everybody's healthy. But, you know, that's the thing. That's why this is such a ridiculous. Can we stop doing that? I mean, I did it as a gag because I thought it was funny and I was making fun of people who were serious about it. But they seriously predicted 11-5.
You know what? My guess. What'd they say? They'll go 5-1 or 6-0 in the division.
I think she had them losing both games to Jacksonville.
Okay.
Which I, in my 9-7, I had that.
Right. Yeah.
And I had them losing to the. I had them losing to the Eagles. I had them at 9-5, and then losing to the Eagles and Jaguars to finish the season.
There you go.
Jaguars with the last second field goal to get the best record in the AFC. So. Oh well.
Yeah, and their home schedule is so cupcakey, but I feel like they're for sure because they do it every year. They lose a home game that they have no business losing.
Right.
So.
Well, and again, if Deshaun's healthy, then there's a lot of they should win 9 games. That should be the floor if he's healthy.
If he's healthy, yeah.
But
I'm with you.
But we're counting on a lot there.
But it's we saw the difference between year one Dak Prescott and year two Dak Prescott. The league adjusts to quarterbacks, and year two is usually a year where quarterbacks who had a monster year one, usually there's a little bit of fallback there.
Yeah, I think sometimes. I mean, in his case, I don't think it's going to be the same as Dak because he was actually asked to carry the team. Dak really wasn't. Dak was hand the ball off to Zeke. You know, get a lot of yards on first down, make really safe throws, and then the league adjusted to that. And I think in Watson's case, there'll be some adjustment, but I think he'll adjust too. I think he'll be fine. It's just health. And you know, he's going to have some games where he's not as good. But, yeah, I think there's a little difference there because he did. He carried those guys on offense. And, I mean, look what they were without him. I mean, they were a 30-point-per-game team with that guy at quarterback. Now, part of it was their backup was – maybe the worst quarterback in the league, not named Brock Osweiler. I don't know. I don't know if Savage was any better than Osweiler in retrospect.
I don't think he was. He was worse.
Yeah. So, I mean, the difference between your starter and your backup there was pretty significant, but I don't think they're going to be a 30-point-per-game team with him, but there's no reason why they can't score more than 25 a game with him.
One of the things I wanted to ask you earlier was, or were you surprised that the Texans have 3 and probably 4 because the Saturday game that they've got late in the season against the Jets, there's no time locked in on it, but they've got 3 primetime games scheduled this year. Are you surprised at that?
Not really.
A team that went 4-12 last year.
But I think it's the Watson factor. I mean, the guy's a star.
You think there's national interest?
Yeah.
In
yeah, I do.
But then the downside of that is
if he
gets hurt and then you've got, you know, whoever the next Tom Savage is quarterbacking this team Monday night in Tennessee, that's disastrous for ratings.
It is, but I mean, all you got to do is go back and look at the national headlines that guy was making before he got hurt, and people want to see that. So
I want to see it.
Well, I think we all want to see him actually out there healthy, and if he can last a whole season, great. But I had him losing to the Redskins on my 9-7. She didn't. That was one of the differences.
Who did you have them beating the lowly Buffalo Bills?
I did.
Damn you.
Sorry.
Bills are a playoff team, dude.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but I think they've regressed a little bit.
All right. Why? Because they upgraded a quarterback?
I don't know that they upgraded a quarterback. Plus, you're probably going to be trotting some Baker Mayfield type out there by then.
God, I heard somebody talking today. I don't know where it was at. I don't know. Some national draft guy was being interviewed, and he said, "It wouldn't surprise me if the Bills, instead of moving up in the draft, it wouldn't surprise me if they make a reach and take a guy like Lamar Jackson at number 12." And I was like, "No,
I know you're not high on that guy, but I think if a coach is really smart with him, I actually think." You know, that would you can't go in thinking we're going to plug him into a, you know, and to be fair, he came out of a pro style offense in Louisville, and he did. They adjusted to him because he had that ability.
He never had to make a check down at the line of scrimmage. Everything was Petrino called a play. That's the play that ran. He never got to the line of scrimmage and said, "Nope, this isn't going to work."
No, but it was still a pro style design. That's Petrino's always done that. I mean, all you got to do is go look at all the guys that have come out of there. But a pro-style offense.
When I think of a pro-style offense, I think of an offense that allows a quarterback to audible at a line. And there's none of that.
It's more run first slash, you know, you're not doing the spread. You're doing more of 11-man and stuff like that. But I will say this. he adjusted to what Lamar Jackson was. And I think if an NFL coach does that, I think the guy can be successful because he can run the football. Now, you can worry about him being kind of slight and getting beat up running the ball. But a quarterback who can run will open up the passing game. He won't have to be as accurate.
Yeah, but you're thinking about guys like Deshaun Watson is a...
Well, he's a pass-first guy, then run.
Right.
Lamar Jackson's the opposite, but that's okay. Design your offense that way.
Yeah, but you've got to be able to throw the ball with some accuracy. And he had plenty of chances to throw at Louisville. He's just not a good passer.
Well, I think you can... Well, for one thing, you develop the guy.
How many run-first quarterbacks are successful in the NFL?
Well, I think... part of it is they haven't really given those guys, they haven't changed the offense for them. Even Evan Mariota last year, they were playing a friggin' pro-style, straightforward offense when they should have been using more misdirection. They should have been using more spread. I like that coaches are taking spread quarterbacks and letting them go from the shotgun and doing more things like that. And if they do that, you give a guy a chance to be successful. I don't know that he will be, but I don't think he would be the worst gamble in the world. Now, especially if you're Buffalo, because you don't want him out there right away. And you work on his mechanics and you work on his accuracy. And then when he is ready, you give him a shot and you change your offense for him and see how that works. As opposed to, that's one thing that's always driven me nuts about coaches. And this is the one positive thing I will say about Bill O'Brien. The only positive, okay? Remember this, because I never say anything positive about the guy. But he, at least last year when Watson was in there, he changed the offense for Watson.
Yeah.
He didn't just run the same garbage he was running. And... you know, that I appreciate out of a coach. And I think if somebody does that with this guy, they may get themselves a quarterback. They may get a bust, but is he going to bust any more than Allen is?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't want either of them.
Well, you got to get one of them.
I don't want either of them.
You're going to get one of them.
And I just saw Bill's unlikely to trade up to number two in this report says, and the whole thing was Dave Gettleman and Brandon Bean are boys, and they work together in Carolina, and but apparently it looks like they are not expected to. Ian Rappaport is the one saying it. He says, instead, the Bills will likely pull the trigger on trading up only if a QB they like slips to number five or number six, which means that they're not getting Sam Darnold, which means that if they do trade up to get a quarterback, I'm going to be pissed. Because it's just it's J.P. Lossman.
Well, you want Sam Darnold, and Sam Darnold's maybe a glorified Matt Barkley. I don't know. The thing is,
funny. You will say that he's a glorified Matt Barkley because of where he played.
Well, how many of those?
But you look at Lamar Jackson can't throw a football within 10 yards of a receiver, he's a great athlete.
No, you're exaggerating. He overthrows passes in especially in those mid routes, and those are things you can teach. But I mean, how many USC quarterbacks have gone that high and done worth the damn? And you got to go all the way back to Carson Palmer, who went first overall, and I'm not even sure you could look at his career and say that was a first overall quarterback career. It was a damn good career, but I don't know if it was that good. But go look at the Matt Leinarts and the Barkleys and the Sanchez's. How many of them have worked out? They get surrounded by so much talent.
Different coaches? I mean, it's like...
Same system. They all came out of the same system.
That's like, well, why did the Texans take Deshaun Watson? Who was the last Clemson quarterback that did anything worth a damn?
Well...
That's a silly way of thinking.
That's fine. You can have him. I hope you trade up and get him, and then he sucks, and then you'll have to come back in 2 years and say, okay, well,
that'd be fine.
It was Mark Sanchez.
He might be. But I still think if he's Mark Sanchez, he's still better than Allen or Jackson or Mayfield. Like, I believe that for sure.
We'll see. I honestly, I don't love any of these guys, and I wouldn't take any of them in that high. I don't think Sam Darnold's a top five pick by any stretch.
That's what I think we need to do. We need to write down, like, those five quarterbacks. We need to write down what we think they'll, like, in order of how good we think they'll be in the NFL and put it in, like, a time capsule. And, like, on the last show before we get fired, we'll open up that time capsule and see which one of these guys worked out. Because every expert that I hear talk has a different guy that he says is the best of the bunch.
You know what? Everybody said that last year. I was on record as saying I liked Watson the best of those. I still am. And I did not like Mahomes. And if Mahomes winds up being the best of all of them, then I'll say, you know what? I was wrong.
Yeah.
I'm okay admitting I was wrong. But I same thing with Trubisky. Trubisky is one of those guys. He looks the part. He was last year's Allen. He looks the part. But, you know, when you watch him play, it's like, well, the production's kind of eh.
Right.
You know, he's like a sexy T.J. Yates was in college. But he looked pretty good last year. Now, you know, Goff, I didn't think would amount to anything. He sure took a big step in year two, but he also got, you know, got good coaching and looked like a different player. But I, you just don't know. Yeah, well, you just don't know with these guys, and so much of it's getting in the right situation. And if Lamar Jackson winds up in New England, or if Lamar Jackson winds up in Buffalo and sits for a year, I think you're going to be happy with him. If he winds up going to Cleveland and starting right away,
it's not going to work.
It's not going to work. Whoever Cleveland gets, if he winds up starting over Taylor like week two or week three, he's going to struggle. Doesn't matter who
he
is.
I would guess, but Cleveland's also going to have more talent this next year than they've had in a long time.
Theoretically.
On paper, they're going to have more talent.
Yeah, theoretically they do. They've added some veterans. They should. Well, we'll see how they draft. That's been the thing.
All right, guys, let me tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. I'm actually taking my bike in tomorrow, and I could take it to one of the places closer to me, one of the Harley dealerships closer to my house, but it's not worth the peace of mind that I get. The peace of mind that I get when I take my bike to Republic, because these guys, they're the best in the business. They've got 7 master technicians on staff, way more than any other dealership in the city. You know the job's going to get done right. And when it comes to your bike, you want it to be done right. You don't want some hourly dude putting your bike together, taking it apart, putting it together like they do at some unnamed dealerships in town. They've got a fantastic inventory, about 100 brand new bikes on their showroom floor, every model, every color you could dream of. And outside, they've got a ton of pre-owns. And if you're looking for a new one, or you're looking for a pre-owned bike, they've got a giant pre-owned tent sale coming up, and it is the best time to get out and buy a bike. They've got over 100 motorcycles that are going to be marked to sell at wholesale prices, on-the-spot lender approval for all credit scores. That's this Wednesday through Saturday, only at Republic Harley-Davidson. Guys, go check them out. Whatever your Harley needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic HD is the best in Houston. Financing for everyone. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. And I know, John, you were very excited about Infinity Wars. I'm sure that's the entire podcast this week.
Oh, yeah. The one that we did today and the one that we are going to be doing on Wednesday. The one today was death predictions, and if you are behind on some of the films that have been released, what's the top 6 that you need to watch before Infinity War?
That's pretty cool. So, yeah, you've already got tickets, right?
Yeah, I'll be going Friday morning before I come into work. Tickets for the rest of the weekend, very hard to find.
Oh, yeah.
But tickets for Friday morning, it was not difficult, manageable. But it wasn't easy, huh?
Manageable?
Yeah, manageable.
Okay.
We've already bought Deadpool 2 tickets, but
I think I'm going to wait until I can go watch it. I think I'm going to watch Infinity Wars in IMAX.
That's what I got it for.
Oh, really?
Yeah, IMAX.
That'll be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they shot the whole thing in IMAX. So.
The problem is, like, IMAX tickets are usually, like, what, $25 or something
it's
like
18.
That? 18. Is it? Okay. Mm-hmm.
I guess because I'm going so early, it's cheaper.
Yeah, I think it's $25 if you go in the evening. And the problem with that is, like, my kids want to watch that, too.
Right, right. So you got to pay for all of them.
Yeah.
It's like $100.
I know. I want to tell my kids, hey, you guys, you two go and watch the regular screening. Me and your mom will be in here in the IMAX. It's the IMAX is it's too intense for you.
Yeah, the latest projection that I saw was upwards to 235 million for opening weekend. 3-day total. Jeez. Yep. That's Star Wars territory.
It's above average. Good. I'm hoping it's better than Star Wars because I'm kind of out on the Star Wars movies.
No. Lamont asked, did O'Brien adjust last year to Watson, or did he just trim the plays?
I don't think he trimmed the plays. There was a lot more misdirection. There was a lot of stuff that I'd never seen out of O'Brien's offense. So,
well, I mean, it's the first time you ever saw it with a competent guy running it.
Well, that's true, but I mean, he didn't do
like the little flip pass for the touchdown to Braxton Miller was not something we've seen out of them. And it opened up the running game. It opened up everything else. And you know, and to me, that was him adjusting to his quarterback. Now,
we'll see what year two looks
like. That's the only time in his entire career that we've seen it, though.
Yeah, he's not much of an adjuster.
So, you know, and believe me, there's a million other things I don't like about the guy. And I don't know that I'd have brought him back, especially with some of these other ones out here. But getting back to the quarterback thing, if you can let me wait until I see where they go and then we rank them,
okay,
I'll do that with you.
Okay.
And you can have Sam Darnold and his surfer guy haircut. I'm going to pass on him.
All right.
But I
just want to know, like, who you think 1 through 5 has the who you think is the best before we see where they go.
See, I need to see where they go because, like for instance,
I'm asking you to be like a GM. Which guy would you want if you were the guy? Rank them 1 through 5.
Well, it depends on my coaching staff. It depends on who else I have around there. And I'm gonna give you a perfect
example.
You're
making this game way too difficult.
Well, no, I'm making this game what it should be, which is you evaluate and then you make the best decision for your team. And I'll give you a perfect example of this. I don't like Pat Mahomes. I was never a big Pat Mahomes fan.
I don't like Pat Mahomes because he doesn't play in a cartoon offense.
But he also, you know, Kansas City was the perfect place for him to go because Andy Reid knows how to coach quarterbacks, and they had a guy there where he could sit for a year and he could learn all the things he needs to learn. And believe me, I would have had him at the bottom of my list, but after the Chiefs drafted him, I bump him up to probably second behind Watson.
The problem is with – you know, and the reason why I don't particularly love Mahomes to Kansas City is because Kansas City is going from a guy who went with who basically was like a very low risk, high reward guy to a very high risk, high reward guy. And that just seems like
agreed,
an odd choice.
But I trust Andy Reid to be able to get something out of him and to mitigate some of the high risk. And they needed to, I think they needed somebody who could take a few more chances. And so in that situation, I like the pick. So a lot of it to me, it depends on who I've got there. If I've got Jeff Fisher there, I don't know if it matters who my quarterback is because my team's going to suck.
Yeah.
You look what he did to, you know, how good was Jared Goff under Jeff Fisher?
He was horrible.
How good was Case Keenum?
He's horrible.
Nick Foles.
Horrible. All of them.
And then how'd they all do last year?
Pretty good. They all did pretty well.
So, I mean, so much of it's where you wind up and who you wind up with. So if I'm, you know, and like I said, if I'm the Bills and I'm picking 12th, and you give me a choice of a couple guys who are still, say, Baker Mayfield or Lamar Jackson, I'm not sure Lamar Jackson wouldn't be the direction I'd go there. And sit him for – by the way, I still think A.J. McCarron might be a starter.
I like him too, yeah.
And so that's, if you make a mistake on a guy there, that's okay if you're right about McCarron. So right. All you have to do is be right about one of your quarterbacks. And if he sits there for 2 years and maybe he plays 5 games when McCarron gets hurt, and plays great for 5 games, then you're going to be able to trade him. Get a couple picks for him. Because everybody thinks they need a quarterback, so they're going to overpay.
Yeah.
See, I wasn't excited about the draft until today.
For some reason, well, it's finally excited. Draft week. Yeah. I mean, it seemed for so long, like people started talking about it 6 weeks ago. And that drives me crazy because then it's too much buildup.
Well, and it was hard because the Texans were so bad and they didn't have a pick. And people are wanting to talk about it. So, well, it doesn't matter. You know, they're not picking until the 3rd round. But I'm interested now. We'll have Lance Zierlein at 6:30 today because he's on Los Angeles time, and then we've got a little interview at 6:15 on the BPMS 150, which Gal Media is a part of.
Oh, really?
So have a little short interview for you there.
All right, guys. Saturday, April 28th. It's coming up. 2 to 5 p.m., the Kima Boardwalk and 24 breweries invite you to spend the day sampling over 72 of the finest craft beers out on the boardwalk. They've got all the great breweries going to be out there, a lot of locals. Eighth Wonder is going to be there. Buffalo Bayou, Carbach, Galveston Island, Saloon Door, Spindletap, St. Arnold, as well as some national brands as well, like Deschutes, Lagunitas. It's going to be a good time. A lot of good brew to be drank out there. And tickets on sale now, $44.95 a person, $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or if you have a military ID, $49.95 the day of the event, so make sure you get in early. Your admission includes beer samples, giveaways from the beer vendors, food samples. There's live music going on all day. Purchase your tickets online at KemaBeerFest.com or on-site at multiple ticket booths at the Kema Boardwalk. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase and, of course, must be 21 years of age to attend. That's the Kema Craft Beer Fest Saturday, April 28th from 2 to 5. KemaBeerFest.com for tickets and more information.
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. You checked out Sports Map today? If not, Shane Bell for you. A lot of good stuff. Just up, Charlie Polillo has a video up called Polillo Points.
All right.
He'll be doing that every week. Joel Blank has a his column is on the Rockets need to find a sense of urgency. I kind of get into the draft and how even though the Texans don't have picks, there's a lot to look forward to. I found some things to look forward to.
Okay.
We also have the Astros report, which is a game-by-game look at everything that happened last week, including that six-game winning streak. And we still have Jermaine Every's video up from last week. Stop your crying, Houston sports fans. And we also have some motorsports from a young lady who's covering motorsports for us. NHRA was in town this weekend.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Juggalo Trey didn't do it?
No, he's a NASCAR-only dude.
Oh, he's strictly NASCAR.
Okay. Yeah, so this mixes it up a little bit. But some good stuff. Go check it out, sportsmap.com. And some good stuff coming tomorrow as well, as a matter of fact, already already working on a couple things.
I've already started working on my story.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's three prospects I love, three prospects I don't in the NFL draft.
Oh, I like that.
And I don't know. I mean, again, it's a crapshoot because if one of the guys I like ends up on the Jets, then I'm just SOL. Well,
and that's why I'm coming back to, if you let me see what teams they're on, I'll be able to rank them.
But this is a bold prediction, Fred.
Oh, so you're being all bold.
I'm being bold.
Okay.
Like barbecue sauce.
I see. 713-780-ESPN. Hey, one more draft thing, and then we'll move on. But a lot of people, I think, forget.
This studio is such a mess right now.
Well, what?
It's absurd.
There's a ladder.
There's like a giant extension cord hanging down from the ceiling.
Yes, which is on the couch, which could easily set on fire.
Oh, God.
We've got this light, which is kind of a soft light in our face.
I can't focus.
A ridiculously ugly blue chair behind us, and that's why I can't even look at the live stream, which will be ready this week, I'm told.
How's that light, by the way?
It's not bad.
It's fine. It's not like
blinding other one.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's burning your eyes out. Like those ones on the stand right there, that's violent light.
Yeah, those were painful.
Yeah, my eyes were drying out. Like I can't do a show with those lights in my face.
Yeah,
hopefully this works.
Yeah, I got told that last week that there's going to be a camera in here too. So.
Oh, is that why you're dressed all snazzy today?
No. They haven't installed it yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
why are you dressed all snazzy? You have a date after the show?
No. Usually, it gets freaking cold in that bullpen area. Mm-hmm. And today, I wanted to wear the shirt, but then I didn't want to wear that hoodie. So I just grabbed this.
Hey, you look okay. You look sharp.
Yeah, it's sharp, thanks. Man.
Yeah, you're
easily the best dressed blitzer.
Right now.
Yeah. No, but in general, I would say that that's the case. Wouldn't you? No comment?
Yeah, I would say so. I agree.
Okay. Are you sure about that? You don't seem sold.
No. I was getting caught up on Twitter and stuff. So A32 asked, what the hell's Lance doing in LA? Is the draft at Jerry World? Yeah, but all the NFL network stuff is in LA. That's where he's doing things. So and then what are the chances the Texans GM finds a way to trade up in the draft to get a first or second rounder? And that's what I was going to get to. I wouldn't think they'd get a first rounder, but I would almost be willing to bet money that they'll trade into the second round, and here's why. I mean, people forget they have some extra draft capital next year. Mm-hmm. And they picked up the extra second rounder from Seattle. And I could see them trading that pick to a team that didn't get the guy they wanted late in the second round who will trade for a pick next year.
Right.
You see that a lot. So I could see them trading into the back end of the second round using one of next year's two second round picks.
Wouldn't shock me.
And, you know, throwing in a fifth or a sixth or something to get in there. And I think because you'll have several teams that are sitting there going, well, if this guy's here, we'll take him. But then when the guy's not there and they're thinking, well, you know, we'll add some capital for next year. So I think you could see that. In fact, I would almost guarantee that's what's going to happen.
It's a Fred Fowler guarantee.
It is. I feel very good about that prediction.
Feel like you can move on this
as if it's
already been done,
already been traded.
Yeah,
yeah, Yeah. So if you can bet that they won't have one of those picks next year with your friends, I'd feel pretty good about that. What do you think of the other basketball this weekend? Rockets aside.
Rockets aside, I mean, like you said, the Warriors losing was, I mean, again, in the first round, I didn't know that. I don't know that there was any team that I thought for sure would go out there and get a sweep. Just like I said, it wouldn't shock me if the Warriors lost a game. It wouldn't shock me if the Rockets lost a game. The Blazers just not even being competitive against the Pelicans is a little surprising to me. I thought that, I mean, after the first game, I said, you know, the Pelicans are just a better team.
Right.
And the Blazers are just, they don't match up well with them. And I thought they'd at least do something along the way, but they gave no resistance. I'm also, man, the Bucks may end up beating the Celtics. I know it took a tip back to win at the end of the game for Giannis, but I think the Celtics should be concerned. I honestly think the Raptors should be concerned.
Well, but you thought that before the series started, and it's 2-2 now, so.
And the Cavs, I would say they should be concerned, and they're 2-2 also, but they took one of the road games after they gave up a home game. So they're 2-2, they're even. I don't know. I feel like there's been some decent series. There's been some competitive matchups, which when you think about it, shouldn't be that surprising considering how jammed up the league was. You know, like three through 9, 10 in the Western Conference was basically the same team. So these should be ideally close series. The one other thing I've taken away is the Sixers are dangerous.
I don't think the Heat are garbage.
No, they're not. They're making them look pretty bad.
Yeah.
And they're 10-point favorites tomorrow night in a closeout game. And I'm not saying that in like the Sixers are good enough to maybe get to the Eastern Conference Finals against the Cavs. Like the Sixers could beat the Cavs. The Sixers could give a hard time to the Warriors or the Rockets if they play the right kind of ball. Like the Sixers are a really talented team that seems to be figuring things out, and that's pretty dangerous.
You know what they remind me of?
It's the first time all year that I've thought like maybe an Eastern Conference team can do something. Well, there's always the if LeBron goes crazy, like if he just says, that's it, I'm doing this, there's that chance, which is basically a puncher's chance.
Yeah.
But the Washington Sixers team, you go, man, They've got so many weapons, so many guys who can score, and they play good defense. They're just they're a really good team, and they're playing their best ball of the year right now.
They kind of remind me of the Orlando team that lost to the Rockets in the finals. Like all these young studs,
yeah.
They're getting it together at the right time in the playoffs, and they're too young to know that they're not supposed to win yet.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good comp. The one thing I'll say that team had that this team doesn't really have. I mean, I guess they've got J.J. Redick, who's like a veteran presence, but that Orlando team had like Horace Grant and Nick Anderson, guys who had been around the league for a long time that were key players for that team. But it is.
Grant was like the missing piece for that team.
Yeah,
basically,
it was some very similar. There's some big similarities, especially because it's at those two positions. It's at point guard and center where they've got these two young superstars that the league just hasn't really caught up to yet.
All right.
Joel Embiid played like crap in this last game 4 against the Heat, and they still took care of business.
All right, tell the people about Carbock.
Oh yes, and by the way, Eric's coming in today, so
awesome.
I'm going to be drinking some Carbock here shortly. Which that's always makes for a good day. But they've got all their new beers available now on shelves. Tasty Wave, Summer Ale, the Mango Hop Delusion, the Weekday Warrior Session IPA, and the Blood Orange Rattler are all out and about town right now. And, it's Monday, so they've got bingo in the beer garden tonight, 6 p.m. You can grab some great food from the Carbock restaurant. You can bring your dog out there and play bingo for a chance to win some tickets. And mark your calendar, Sunday, May 20th, Second Annual Love Street Music Fest. Bleachers, Cold War Kids, Everclear, the Tauntauns, and the Unlikely Candidates. Early bird tickets, they're gone. You missed out. but there's still tickets available. This year's festival has bigger layout, more token stations, more beer stations, and more local vendors. CarbachBrewing.com for more info and tickets, including those VIP tickets, which that's the way to watch it. That's the way to watch the show, guys. And I mentioned the restaurant earlier. It's fantastic. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Get the brewery and dining experience all in one. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or just tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.